We're working on Emes. I don't recall. Emes Ve'emuna. In the morning we say Emes Ve'yatzis. It's true and it's steadfast. And Ma'ariv we say Emes Ve'emuna. If you don't say both of them, you're not Yotzei Ve'yichoyto. Like it says, Hagav Ha'Berkshah, Asdeach Ha'Munos Ha'Leiva. These are two ways that we interact with what happens to us in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boker represents the sun is shining, the sky is blue, Hazdeach. Then we stress tremendous chasodim that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive, my family's alive, etc. Ha'Munos Ha'Leiva. It is dark, gloomy, all kinds of tzaras. Leivas, Ha'Munos. Then we have a Munos. Then we stay steadfast. That is the concept of Munos. To be unwavering in our commitment, in our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that Tamidus HaKomen are also called Chaveirin. Chaveirin, we know the time of the Tumah V'Tayin, you have to have a special status to be a Chover in order to be trusted for Tumah V'Tayin, for Shumat HaMaitrin. So the Rishonim say that Chaveirin is directly related to this issue, because here is the issue, can we trust this person? Ne'emonos. Sometimes it's very uncomfortable. You have a guest to open your shore and the food to you right away. Take from the neighbor, you know that their level of cash may not be the same. That's the idea of Talmud Chacham. Ne'emon. That's our goal in life. To be ne'emon. Unwavering in all circumstances. Rashi says, Tehillos Emes V'yatzis. Kula ala chetzah shotem abisteinu shotem mitzrayim. That's all going on the chesed that Hashem did to us when we left Mitzrayim. Bokeh Mitzrayim, the Hiram, the Yamsuf. That's the morning bracha. The Tehillos Emes V'emunah V'davein Zo Aval Atibes. Talking about the future interaction that Klai Yisrael had. Shon Mitzrayim, she is Kayim Vanav Haftocha V'emunot V'goleinu. That's the Emunah. She's talking about that the Tzipiyah are looking forward, the hope, are waiting eagerly to see the Geulas Yisrael, beyond the Lochim, beyond the Aritzim, kings, all kind of other strong power, superpowers that could cause us tzaras. But the Sunnah Sheinu Bachayim, Hashem should put us back into the full life without all the pressures, all the enemies that surround us around the world. Adichena, Bolim Seifeinu, to guide us to be on top of the high places of our enemies, filling the Nisim. It's even taught. It's interesting. Rashi says, talking about his haftocha and also the constant presence. Because the truth is that in order to get to the end of the gula, we have to survive to make it. It won't be very pleasant if we have a gula and other 2 years nobody's around. But that's the thing. We're also saying that Hashem puts everything into place, no matter how bad it looks. I'm going to tell you that story with Rabbi Zilber, and Yitzhak Zilber, in World War II. He's one of two of his friends told him, Rabbi Zilber, Mr. Zilber, whatever his name was. Do you believe in Mashiach? And he says, yes. And they said, we're not going to discuss the matter, but who's it going to come for? That's where he looked in World War II. He said, here in Russia, everybody is communist. In Europe, Hitler is destroying those Jews. America is assimilating. As the 12 secular Zionists, I think it's going to come only for you. But he said, don't worry. We've been waiting this long. We'll make it through the last lap. And that's what happened. And he made it out. Yeah. So that's the two things. That's part of the thing that gives us a mikzat nechomet. We're going down to the period of 3 weeks, reminding ourselves of home base and mikdash. The thing that gives us energy to keep on doing this, I don't think you're lying. You know, God would tell you guys to add in your mind. Balance of years, tell me now, just go on with life. But the reason why we don't go on with life is because we realize that which we're lacking is still, the connection is still there. We don't have it to its peak. But the person knows that he has a wife and his wife is temporarily away, he doesn't just give up and go out. He waits for him to come, the time to be able to come back. He's much more than a wife. That gives us energy. We realize we have a deep cash with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that no other guy, no other nation in the world has such a concept. Today they don't have a concept of any cash with their own family. Because if something happened thousands of years ago, but this is the beauty of us, we're always connected. Emes V'yatzi Tukun Al Ova. The past events, is Emes, that's Emes goes where you can restore it, and it was given down from generation to generation. You might see it from trying to get the answer. I will tell you, the Chadish Olayna, the Hoshan idea, but if we want to make it in the type of Emes that affects our behavior, it's not enough to say once in your lifetime, or once in a year. Say multiple times a day to remind ourselves of that truth. But that's the relation to a Chodok Olayna as it changes the way we relate to everything in life. Because one thing, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, man. So if we all pay attention to what we're saying so many times a day, it would help us in dealing with challenging situations we have on a daily basis. There are situations that person could get all upset, etc. But if he has it clear, it won't happen. Well, say, as the Kosh Boto took me out of Mitzrayim, brought me here. We'll get past it. A pater shahoyle malibeno, toike lamita disis Mitzrayim, umareinu v'yat, v'nocho v'kayim, yosh. See some shrine, the truth that come out of your season shrine is something is steadfast, it's true, it's right, it's always there, it's beautiful. That is what we are living with every minute of our life. That's MZF. For MZMUNE, who can have a host from the future? I know both. I'm going to spoke with the Abu Dolayo. We have Abdullah from Hashem, so we can rely on the sound of the Abdullah. It's like Mafiah, let's take it down the shrine. MZFASA, you spoke to MS. That is living with the truth. The person is afraid that the Mashiach will not come, he is lacking a truth of life. The truth of the world was created, and the world has a goal to reach the Gula. But that has to be, we call it the Libeiro. We don't have a past experience, we have a future feeling of strength, of belief in our heart. Every day we, the mitzvah, the pizza, the Yeshua, every day a person is supposed to be hoping that maybe today Mashiach is going to come laying the hatach at the emes of Hashem, the Torah Hashem of Munachayim. That's the goal of life, to take abstract ideas and transform them to a way of life. And this is a way of life every morning, getting up in the morning, or going before we go to sleep, that we're on the threshold of the Gula. We really feel this, that we're going to have a strong feeling for to come, once it be some abstract idea, which does not really affect anything we do in life. As we know, that we see how important this is because it's a big chunk of our Shemoneh Esrei every day. We didn't give up. All the Jews had dispersed around the entire planet, assimilating and whatever else they're doing. We daven every 3 times a day. So especially this time of the year, we should put extra effort to try to have a little kavanah in this feeling that it's going to happen soon, everyone's going to come back. We're going to have the leaders, the shoftim, the shoftim, not the bunch of leitonim in Yerushalayim, but the real stuff, the people that really care about for Hashem, important to Hashem, keep the nation strong. The same chaver. Yeah, they're eventually going to end up having no effect on anybody. The power will be taken away from them before you do it. Yerushalayim Mircha, Sam Avdovah, Abdel Hamir Tatsmiyah, Rosh Zavoyim Yerushalayim, Tepozenei Nim Shurusim Yerushalayim. These are things that we try to, if our kosher is a request, but also strengthens the reality that I really feel this is something that is on the agenda, not something that I think about another 20 years from now. I'm going to get every day of my life. Harishon Mechayim Yitzivus V'Kayomus. The first one, I don't have to come to believe. It's a fact that we know it's true. I have to make it something which is kayo, and something that I live with. It's that reality of the past, not just a nice piece of information, is something that guides my entire life, my entire interaction with everything I do in life as being part of this wonderful nation. And since we got finished with this, we spoke with Bilam, how he didn't realize how deep this connection to Notan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says from his curses we see, from his brothers we see we want to curse. The Gemara does not describe all the three brothers, it goes only on the third one. But if you go with that idea in mind, that's kind of what he was planning. The first brothers are talking about, I see the powerful others be moist. He didn't realize that when he thought he could convince Hashem to destroy Klai, so he didn't take that serious enough. The power of the others be moist and make steadfast foundations of Klai. So the second brother, he says, El Matimi Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Loi, Hashem, took them out of Mitzrayim. I can't cut them off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He chose them as his nation, made all these miracles. Utsuras Melech Boi, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Klal Yisrael. So that's the thing we are also appreciating, amazing God and Shema Hashem, this was to protect us from the cross of Bilam. But it's all a continuation of the same process. Temptation of the always, Muna Bitochen, you see, it's Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsus, that took us to Bilam and Bolot, and it took us to another dozens of other trying situations to write along goals. That's stage number one. Stage number two, Emuneh Chayu Tzimimeh, I have the truth that the right thing for me to do now is a full emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's protecting me, He will protect me, He will bring me to the world, and I shall finally go. Those are two things. That's where you get up and that's where you go to sleep. So my active practice this week is, some people say in one word, Emes Yatmanov HaKam Yosunem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of saying it's one word, saying it's 15 words. Think for a second. What? He sees Mitzrayim. The fact that Hashem is Echad took us out of Mitzrayim. And then we go from there, and we continue to Shemoneh Esrei. But before Shemoneh Esrei, we continue to the Gula. Once again, reliving an experience of Priyat Yom Tov. Then we go into Shemoneh Esrei. At night, the Ma'ariv HaRochem is dark outside, and figuratively it's dark, but Emes Emunah. We may, with that truth, the Emunah that Hashem is with us, He's the most powerful, He's more cared for us. Yeah? Okay, that's a good way to prepare ourselves a little bit for this period of time. Feel it more in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the more we feel that we're in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more we have room in our hearts, not just to be involved in ourselves, to be involved with other members of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the way we fix the Sinas Sfina. Sinas Sfina doesn't have to mean to hate, it means indifference, not caring, not thinking. You realize that's what Hashem wants us to think about. Oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, not feel it, that's the Yeshua's.